6 months ago, 16 teams across two leagues set out with one goal in mind: victory at all costs. Fast forward and the championships have been set in stone, the trophies have been hoisted, and we are back, baby! Joined by Quinn Carson in the studios, you've got Stan Pyre, the Vampire, live, and we, for the first time, have combined two leagues into one podcast. Quinn, it was a momentous year that saw a lot of swings, a lot of drama, and a lot of trophies at the end of the year. We combined two leagues into one podcast, and it's all culminated to this one moment, Quinn. I'm talking the Vampire Journals podcast reunion show. We're going to drop all of the dirt, spill all of the beans, and go over all of the biggest storylines from the two seasons we just experienced. And I can't wait to get it going. But first, you know what we got to do one last time. Quinn, cue up those opening credit songs. Live from the Live Loud Studios in Fayetteville, Arkansas, it's the Vampire Journals Podcast, starring Turd Ferguson and Smokin' Jay Cutler.
Featuring Mr. Solo Dolo and Deacon Dorf.
Tonight's musical guest, the Bonafex Trees.
And your host, Stan Pyre, the Vampire.
On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's gonna make the fucking difference between winning and losing.
Daniel, it took us 23 episodes this season to find a winner in the Vampire League, in the Ray Lewis League, and I gotta tell you, what an end to two fabulous seasons, the 10th season for the Ray Lewis League, and, you know, a big change happened in the Vampire League.
Yeah, you know, Quinn, the listeners have been reaching out since Super Bowl Sunday, if not before, and they've been saying, where's the final podcast? We need the results, we need the content, and our listeners are passionate, I'll give them that. But what I would say is calm down and fuck you, okay? We do this podcast at our own pace. Most seasons, you don't even get a finale, but we felt that the stakes were so high and the prizes so grandiose that we had to bring it all together one last time. Isn't that right, Quinn?
Yeah, fuck you.
Quinn, I got to ask you right off the bat, fourth season of the Vampire League, 10th season of the Ray Lewis League. Tell me how these leagues have changed, and tell me, was this the most cutthroat season yet?
Man, I got to tell you, Daniel, I don't know if it was the most cutthroat, but in terms of competitive league play, I think the Vampire League probably put up one of its more competitive years this year. I thought it was really great, and I think everybody, had to survive the injury bugs, mainly, and I feel like that was really reminiscent of them living on an island in the challenge, you know, just really having to take it for what it's worth and just trying to grind out a victory.
Absolutely. The Vampire League is a league of attrition. Everybody had to fight against each other, against the vampire, and against the injury bug. And we know that's why most of the listeners here are here today, is to find out the results of the Vampire League. And I can't wait to tell you guys those results right now. But first, let's take a look across the pond in a little league we call the Ray Lewis League. And Quinn, I've got to tell you, this league was planted, the seeds were sown 10 years ago, and this baby is a thriving oak. Throughout the last few years, we've seen teams that were once at the bottom of the pool rise to the top. We've seen former champions, much like CT, Johnny Bananas, sort of fade into the background. We've seen teams like Tristan Weaver that started out poorly, really kind of ascend. We've seen teams like Chase that were really great at the beginning, took a dip in the middle. They're trying to make a little bit of a redemption tour this past season. And along the way, we saw a long list of cast and characters make their first appearance on the podcast, such as Jay Moneybags, Scott King. And Quinn, tell me, when it comes to the Ray Lewis League, you know, we kind of took this baby under our wing in the Vampire Journals Podcast Network after a little bit of a test run last year. I was a little bit hesitant to take on both of these leagues in a full-time capacity, but I think it really worked out and really grew the podcast in a good way, talking about both of these leagues week in, week out. Am I wrong there?
Yeah, you know, I think there's nothing connected with the idea of us trying to take on two leagues, put on an hour and a half podcast weekly for 17, 18, 19 weeks. And it was so interesting to do two podcasts last year, but then to do one podcast with both leagues was a big feat. And it was really cool to bring in, you know, the music that Stephen Fox makes for us and gives us a library of tunes to use from the years that he spent down in Austin. And so with that almost endless like choices of songs that we can pick from, we've been able to really create something special there. And then I've been able to bring in some of my own podcast scores and stuff and little samples from recording sessions I've done.
You mentioned the name Stephen Fox, league commissioner, former league champion, famously went undefeated in route to a championship in 2018, has seen his team falter a little bit in recent seasons. He was not the league champion this year for the Ray Lewis League. We're going to cover the champion in the Ray Lewis League and the Vampire League champion, revealing both of those results right now. After we talk about the third league that we created this year. Quinn, you said that we could hold a capacity to operate a three-league podcast next year. I think the proof is in the pudding down the end of the stretch of the playoff season in fantasy when we kind of collaboratively found a way to fuse these two leagues together, a la the Super League. Isn't that right?
Correct. Yes. Daniel, it was the 2021 Vampire Journals Podcast presents the 2021 Fatal Four-Way Championship Tournament. And it was a 14-team, 16-position bracket that we put together for the postseason. And we found quite the equation, Daniel, together to figure out how we could compare the scores in two separate leagues with two different scoring systems and two different sizes. And I thought that we found a coefficient that was quite appropriate. And we had an amazing playoff run in which we had multiple upsets, a 10 seed, a 9 seed, and an 11 seed, took out some top scorers from other leagues throughout the playoffs. And, you know, it was really fun. I think we could feature some Super League speculation as we go on. Because if you remember, the winner of the league was going to be able to get some advantages going into the next season.
Absolutely. And without any further ado, we're going to get to the winner of the Super League, the Ray Lewis League, and the Vampire League right now after this word from our commercial sponsor.
I'm going to get some water. Maybe do better this next segment. I don't know.
The original Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Nature's choicest products provide its prized flavor. Only the finest of hops and grains are used. Selected as America's best in 1893, the original Blue Ribbon beer. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Well, I'm Chad Hemsworth, star of Coat Rack 2, and this is a Miller Lite. Inside a Miller Lite is a fine Pilsner beer brewed with the highest quality ingredients. We use choice hops from the Pacific Northwest, as well as noble size hops, to deliver more taste, aroma, and color. With only 96 calories per 12 ounces. Miller Lite, a fine Pilsner beer.
ESPN The Ocho, always 100.
And we're back. And Quinn, you know, our listeners have grown accustomed to us presenting several things that you're not going to come across in a standard fantasy football podcast. You know, we've distributed a fairly sizable amount of homemade custom commercials at this point. We've presented scripted episodes, specials once a year. But I think one of the thriving things that you kind of touched on a little bit earlier that Stephen contributed to and we've kind of all mustered together over the past few seasons is quite an amount of original music. And this year, we kind of grew that pool in several areas in both the theatric episodes and the standard football episodes.
But, you know, I think one of my favorite episodes this year has to go down to when we talked about Scream, the Sunday Sunrise Countdown 3, which featured Robbie and Sam that week. But also, we just broke down multiple Scream films together and got to enjoy one of our funner podcasts.
Yeah, and speaking of Robbie and Sam, those are two of the members of the leagues that have been no strangers to drama throughout the years. Sam famously was part of a failed trade with Quinn at the end of one season on trade deadline day that could have steeply altered the landscape of the league that year. Robert Moose Courtway has famously gone from last to next to first several seasons in a row while making enemies along the way. Quinn, I want you to tell me what stands out about Robbie as a competitor. Why do some people in the house feel that he can't be trusted?
That's a great question, Daniel. Well, you know, Robbie had such a history with the Vampire League, and not a lot of people knew him over across the pond in the Ray Lewis League. And he kind of put together one of the tougher seasons this year, trying to make the playoffs, and he ultimately did not, finishing 6-8. But he had made a promise in season one of the Vampire League that we would get a Lucky Luke sponsorship, and it's just never come, you know? So he's got a lot of splaining to do there.
Speaking of explanations, Quinn, going into the season, you said that you would be looking to play more of a political game in these two leagues. Quinn, we saw a lot of proposed trades, but we saw also a lot of frustrated owners in the league that felt that your trades neither netted them anything in return, nor were all that beneficial to you in some cases. Some of the members of the house have said that you can't be trusted when it comes to voting in elimination members. Tell me, when you're going into next season, how are you going to balance politics with creating allies and trust amongst the other people in the house?
Well, you know, Daniel, I think that it's pretty clear what kind of teams I put together, and I'm going for something. I'm trying to win a championship every year. I don't know. I think that I'm getting a little bit better every year with offering trades and getting things going, seeing the right times when to offer people things. And, you know, not to call the kettle black, but there's been some remarks about your abilities to trade in other leagues. So, you know, I think we all can use some better effort and play some cleaner, you know, no error ball there next season.
Mm. And speaking of other leagues, when it comes to weed smoking amongst the members, Chase is in a league of his own. We saw throughout the season that the weed hitting matchup of the week, the weed smoker matchup of the week, brought to you by Chase Vickery, was one of our more popular segments of the podcast this season. We had viewers phone in, they emailed, and you know, they responded to quincarksonmusic.net and let us know that you know, Chase's lungs are made of iron, even if his teams seem to be made of confetti at some points. We saw that Chase's team, Chase's teams were able to secure spots deep in the playoff races of all three leagues. And I'm about to tell you who won each of those three right now. But first, Quinn, we talked about the weed smoking matchup of the week. We also had the marquee matchup of the week. Marquee matchups do liken akin to eliminations in the challenge format. And thus as follows, tell me a little bit about elimination history, the intimidation, the lore, and the legacy that goes into that, and how that ties into your Vampire League marquee matchups of the week.
Yeah, you know, Daniel, I mean, our process here at the podcast is to check and see who are the hottest and who are the nottest every week. In this case, this last season, I think we had a great opportunity with our marquee matchup and our weed smoking matchups of the week to feature teams that were on the top of their game and trying to hit the highest heights that they could. And in some sense, I would argue that by winning a marquee matchup of the week and being featured on the podcast in these marquee matchups, it gives your team a bigger brand. And, you know, at this point, the brands within our leagues are becoming more and more important. I think due to the success of a team like...
Go on.
Success like teams like Daniels, you know, perhaps there's some weed sponsorships in the future. Daniel coming up after this. We're going to talk about the winners of the 2021 QPC projections. Daniel coming up right after this.
Casper and Acosta here. I know it's only Monday morning, but I'm asking all you members of the Beehive out there, where the honey at? K-Vamp, KVMP here at 105.5. We put the cool in Dracula, bringing you the coolest hits from the streets and the hottest hits from the sheets all morning long.
All you crazy worker bees out there, make sure you come out to Prescott Hugen Honda this Tuesday from 1 to 4 to meet your favorite Monday morning radio maniacs from 105.5 The Hive. The B team will be up from 1 to 4 with the great crew of Prescott Hugen Honda with a barbecue provided by Bobby Bones, Ribs and More, located in the corner of Norman and Edie, as the black and yellow boys will get the green light to give away one red 2023 Honda Pilot to a lucky listener of KVMP. Be the lucky member of The Hive and you will drive away with a new car from the Prescott Hugen Honda located off Highway 69 on Helen Avenue.
Tenemos la mil, si tienes el dinero.
And we're back. Daniel's floating at the top of his ceiling in his room.
Now, Quinn, I got to ask you, you know, speaking of ceilings, would you rather, you know, would you rather throw a party in a basement or a rooftop?
What time of year?
You know, Quinn, this isn't what the people came here to listen to. The people came here to listen to a podcast about fantasy football. So Quinn, I gotta ask you, the tough questions here. Okay. It's what the people want. People want the tough questions. So Quinn, you know, what's the deal with Russia? You know,
it has to come down with the idea of allies, Daniel. And, you know, it brings up sort of the idea of allies in the challenge and how relationships get built off of allyship. And I think there's a winner this year in the Ray Lewis League, Daniel, between two teams who solidified the tightest relationship in the league by trading the most between each other in the league. And that would be Siren House and Purple Rain. They win the award for being the closest couple this year.
Now, speaking of couples, Quinn, our good friend, well, our friend Chase Vickery, our good friend Chase, he made it to more than a couple of championship games this year. Is that right? Chase made it to the championships.
Yeah, he made it. Yeah, Chase made it to all three championships, correct?
Yeah, so Chase hopped on that... Chase hopped on the fast train to Funky Town en route to three championship game appearances. This marked a turning of the tides of sorts for Chase. You know, if we take a look at the Ray Lewis League, it had been quite a while since he had really kind of finished on the top end of the tourney back in 2018, third place finish. Right. So he took a bit of a dip there. You know, his relationship in the Vampire League with success has been a tenuous one, to say the least. We know that he's a bit of a hothead when it comes to not getting what he wants, not afraid to ruffle a few feathers and getting a few faces in the house. Really, we saw him run in the pole position from start to finish there. And in the Super League, remind me, did he walk into the finals with his Vampire League team or the Ray Lewis League team?
Chase walked into the championship with his Vampire League team, Jonathan Taylor and Devontae Adams.
Yeah. And so, you know, Chase, you know, much like CT in the Duel One, again, strong team, pole position from start to finish, but didn't play a smart political game. Really wore his heart on his sleeve, not afraid to get blackout drunk. You know, did that come, you know, did that turn around and cost him a chance in these championships? We're going to get to that right now with results from the Ray Lewis League, Vampire League, Super League championship games. Quinn, I know you're excited, right? You're pumped to hear the results. You want to hear who won these, right?
Start with the first round.
Well, you know, I think it's, you know, really, I would be interested to see if you could maybe guess, predict, or I don't know, say, project the winners of these three championship games. The reason I would ask you to do that is because you provide the listeners with some of the biggest, you know, buckets of gasoline that's out there on our podcast, and that's QPC projections. Some listeners love them, some listeners hate them, but at the end of the day, it is must-hear podcasting from our number one producer and our number two co-host, Quinn Carson. And Quinn, this was quite a year for you in the QPC projections, right?
Yes, it was quite a year. Daniel, I created a second Apple Pages document to create my 2021 Vampire League projections.
Yeah, and you got out to a hot start week one. You went 3-0. But as we all know from Fresh Meat 2, just because you win the first challenge doesn't mean you're going to get there and get that check from TJ at the end. And in order to run my final in the Vampire League, you got to show up week in and week out. And Quinn, you did just that, right? You stayed above 500 the entire season, I believe. Is that correct?
Correct. I'm really happy to say that I stayed above 500. I ended up with a 55% winning percentage. And, you know, I guess that Robbie would finish 1-11, and I only missed that by 5, Daniel.
And, you know, 56%, that'll get you into the playoffs in most leagues. That'll get you a pass in the Vampire League QPC projections. But correct me if I'm wrong, that will not get you a degree from most accredited universities. Is that right?
No, it won't. But Daniel, I've got a 2022 QPC projection for you.
Right? Oh, I love it. I love it. Here at the Vampire Journals Podcast Network, this is a year-round 24/7, 365 network. And, you know, for those that are willing to subscribe to the Vampire Journals Insider Network, you can get updates like these from Quinn on a daily basis for just $49.98 a month. You get inside info, such as Quinn's early projections. You get demo tapes of, you know, Quinn and I's musical explorations of the past. You get access to my Twitch account. You can watch me play NBA 2K13 as Bert Hasselhoff. Again, all that and more with Vampire Journals Insider for $49.98 a month. Go to quinncarsonmusic.net for more info.
Venmo me at capital Quinn dash capital Carson. So Daniel, I've got a projection for you for next season. And it starts with talking about my QPC work here this year. You know, my final projections for this year was that I had Turd Ferguson finishing 1-11. And then I had a three-way tie between myself, Stampire's back, motherfuckers, and Deacon Dorf at 7-7. And then Mr. Solo Dolo at 9-5 and Smoking Jay Cutler swinging Big Dick at 11-3. None of that happened. Okay. But
go on.
But I must say that I did end up with some correct sort of Nostradamusian type projections, if you remember correctly. To finish the season, we had two teams finish 7-7, and Deacon Dorf with a surprise last week victory, working his way at 8-6 into the playoffs. And I also, going back to Turd Ferguson, I said he'd go 1-11. I had no trust in Robbie's abilities this year or any year in the QPC projections. But I'm telling you this, Daniel, it's not going to be the same next year. And I'm going to project that the 2022 QPC Vampire League projections will be above 62%.
Nice. So you're projecting the QPC projections to be above projections.
Yeah, I'm going to improve my projections from 55% to 62% or more next year.
So now, talk to me. Let's talk a little bit of theory here when it comes to projections. You know, when we think about a lot of sports now with the increased emphasis on analytics, there will be some players, some teams that the projections like, that the analytics like, and some that don't. And, you know, some teams and players can get past that analytical bias and succeed even in the face of it or despite it. Robbie has been that type of player, that type of team so far in the Vampire League.
He's in the finals, but I don't know.
Speaking of finals, we're going to tell you the results of the Vampire League after our final commercial break, coming up after this.
Coming this winter, it's Let Me Show You Something with the Skin Cannon. Sam
I'm the horticulturalist. And today I'm looking at the landscape irrigation system and trying to make sure that everything's functioning properly and that everything's getting covered.
Coming this winter, let me show you something
covered
with the Skin Cannon, Sam Kincannon.
This summer, in their strongest installment yet, lies a romance between man and woman. Pursued, chased, forced to own up to their feelings, these two must join together forever and ever. Lifetime presents Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back.
The Luminade Packlight Spectra USB portable solar lantern, as seen on Shark Tank, is powered by solar use and also powered by USB with an internal battery capable of running for over 24 hours. The Luminade Packlight Spectra offers 9 color changes and 9 modes of color changes. Packs flat and can also be inflated. The solar panel design allows it to be charged anywhere. It's water resistant, 12-hour max runtime, and 2 years of storage life. Floats, recharges in 10 hours of direct sunlight. Luminade, the maker of brilliant things, is proud to bring you the Packlight Spectra USB.
And we're back. Quinn, some of the listeners have said that the Fisher VCR series has been some of our more overplayed commercials, even though we've tried to kind of modify it. Along those same lines, in the NFL, some say that Derrick Henry was one of the most overplayed running backs, leading the league in touches over the last few years. We saw that Derrick Henry was a player that was capable of both leading and submarining a team in their fantasy hopes. By week 8 last year, he was done playing for the rest of the regular season. Quinn, tell me, who are the players that stand out that could kind of start early, get off to good starts, and then they just seem to tail off at the end of every season?
Well, you know,
it's you, right?
Oh my God. It's not me. I didn't start off well at all in either of the leagues.
Well, you know, like before the first game, you probably felt good, right?
Okay. I mean,
speaking of feeling good, the Challenge House is no stranger to in-house hookups and feeling good. You know, Chase is somebody who likes to feel good as the Weed Hit sponsor of the week. Likes to feel good because he had a child not too long ago. You know, do you think that Chase, much like Tony Raines, Corey, and other challenge males that have been wild boys and then had a kid and settled down and found success after that, do you think that Chase is now just emerging at the start of the second peak of his career now that he's got a kid in the bag?
Yeah, it's the magic vagina of Crystal, I have to say. You know, she's birthed him a son and birthed him some championship appearances. You know, he hasn't had any success since 2016 when he last won the Ray Lewis League. And I got to tell you, you know, this could be his year. I feel like he's finding his groove post-COVID. And, you know, I think he might be one of the teams to watch in any fantasy league in the next few years.
And Quinn, I'm so glad that you mentioned magic vaginas. You ever seen a magician live? You ever seen a magic jack in person?
I think I've seen one.
Yeah. You ever wish you could do magic?
Oh, every day of my life.
What's like one trick you would want to be able to do?
I would love to be able to vanish something.
Yeah.
Want to vanish something, like say a trombone.
Sounds like you want to hide a dead body.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the price.
And speaking of price, today's podcast is brought to you by Marshalls. It's a store where you can get things for a price. You can buy them. They have a price tag on there. Typically, you go to the front. And that price tag is accurate. Speaking of accurate, Quinn, nobody was more accurate as a quarterback this year than Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers. You know, Tristan Weaver, Johnsonville chump, Johnsonville champ, call him what you will. He's really turned it around in recent years behind the coupling of said quarterback Rodgers and Green Bay wide receiver Davante Adams. Before we get to the championship reveal, in that keeper league, tell me, how assured is Tristan to bring that duo back based upon the success that it's yielded in previous years, despite the uncertainty of their status with the Packers?
Well, you know, Daniel, I think we've got something from Tristan right here. We'll play it right now.
I think what it has to come down to is your draft pool. Like, what do you have? What do you have to pick from? You know, whenever I looked at my draft pool, you know, looking at it overall, I had Adams and only Adams that was sitting out there. And so I thought, I'm going to play the 50-50 game and at least skip ahead in the draft order and get somebody top in the draft and see how it goes. And so, you know, Najee, you know, as an Alabama product, I thought that he would have a good season. And you know, Pittsburgh being a tough-nosed run-first offense, that how could you go wrong with that?
So do you think you're taking Davante Adams next year as well? Are you keeping him, or do you might think to look to find another rookie?
So this is where it's a toss-up, because now I have Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams, which consistently, minus COVID, continue to put up big numbers. So it's going to have to be a game-time decision next year.
And, you know, to piggyback on what we just played there, Daniel, I got to think that he's got to keep those two players. I mean, he found success in the regular season. You know, we were all on the edge of our seats to see what the playoffs would end up, you know, and I just can't imagine him trying to separate, you know, such a big franchise that he's built up there, you know, based off his brats, like the Kraft family and their mac and cheese. You know, this guy's going to be here for a long time.
Now, Quinn, we've all seen a grown homeless man defecate in public and not bat an eye. Who would you say was the one team that really shit themselves this season and cost themselves a chance at the championship?
Oh, man. I think the person that shit themselves the most has got to be you, Daniel. Stampire's back, motherfuckers, in the Vampire League. You know, you had the Trump card. You had the ability. You forced the most points in the league. But also you allowed the second most points in the league, you know, so your defense and your point differential being the smallest point differential of any team was going to lead you, to ending, you know, it's 7-7, barely making the playoffs and not in the strongest vampire shape that we've had in history yet. Actually thinking about that, what do you think going into the playoffs now that we've had, you know, we've had multiple vampire rosters going into the playoffs? I know this is off the cuff, but what do you think is like the best one so far that's entered the playoffs of these seasons?
You know, now that the quality of my team's play has been brought into question, it's time to reveal the Vampire
and Ray Lewis League champions. Brought to you by Chase Vickery, the Weed Hit Smoker of the Week. Quinn, cue up that reggae music, baby.
Y'all smoke weed?
The Weed Hit Smoker of the Week is brought to you by Chase Vickery and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Academy Sports, an outdoor and sports retailer started in Dallas, Texas in 1967, has grown to over 35 states in the United States, as well as Guam and other Pacific Islands. They offer items such as treadmills and camping chairs. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the right stuff, the low prices, guaranteed. And all right, Quinn. Well, it's the grand finale time. Is there anything you want to add before I reveal for the very first time to the public the Vampire League champion?
No, I have nothing to say, Daniel. Let's go on.
Cool. Okay. What do you got?
Daniel, hold that hit. Hold that hit.
Yeah. So we call a drive killer right there. Momentum stopping third down stop.
Well, you know, Danny said that I'd be the one that wasn't prepped for this episode. And so I was just trying to call play in the sand on the fly, and I'm that's on me. You know.
All right. Well, Kurt won the Vampire League, Tristan won the Ray Lewis League, Andy won the Super League. See y'all next season.